Ever have one of those days where your brain just feels foggy, like wading through mental molasses, words stuck, focus slippery, and that second or even third coffee doing nothing?
Constantly. My 3 p.m. slum is infamous. For years, I treated it like weather. You endure it. But lately, I've wondered if it's actually fixable.
Same here. Obsession might be too dramatic. No, that's the word. I realized it wasn't another productivity trick I needed. It was a different lunch.
The idea that what I eat could flip my focus on or off changed everything.
It's wild how we file nutrition under gym talk, heart, weight, all that, and barely connect it to how we think. That gap feels exciting to close and, honestly, under-discussed in everyday life.
Exactly what I wanted to dig into with you. How our plates either sharpen the mind or fog it up.
Then let's keep it concrete. A couple of mechanisms, hydration's quiet role, and some moves people can actually make this week. Deal?
Let's start with the most misunderstood player, carbohydrates. People keep saying you have to go low carb to think clearly, yet the brain's preferred fuel is glucose from carbs.
Carbs got cast as the villain. Post-lunch nap vibes, slow thinking, it's the stereotype.
Not entirely untrue, just oversimplified. We learned simple bad, complex good, fast versus slow absorption, but that neat story doesn't really hold.
Some so-called simple sugars don't just dump glucose, and plenty of modern complex carbs act like rockets.
So my whole wheat sandwich could hit almost as fast as candy?
Depending on processing, yeah. The real divider is rapidly digestible versus resistant. Resistant starch is the sleeper. It resists digestion, behaving like fiber, feeds your gut microbiome, and gives that steady trickle of energy the brain loves.
Okay, so where do we actually get it?
Historically everywhere, because starch lived inside intact food structures. Modern processing ripped that structure out.
Here's the gut punch. Traditional African diets average about 38 grams of resistant starch daily. The United States averages under 5.
That gap is gigantic. It reframes the issue not carbs are bad, but we made carbs too easy to digest.
Exactly. Easy in the mouth, chaotic in the bloodstream.
That spike and crash is a brain fog machine, and we ran a parallel mistake with fats.
The long, low-fat era. I grew up thinking fat was the enemy. Saying the brain needs fat would have sounded like heresy.
Yet the brain's close to 60% fat by weight. What matters is the balance, especially between omega-3 and OMEGA-6. They're essential. We have to eat them.
And our modern pattern tilts the wrong way?
Hard. Processed vegetable oils flood us with omega-6 and barely any OMEGA-3. That matters because both make prostaglandins, little signalers that regulate inflammation. When omega-6 swamps omega-3, the dial leans pro-inflammatory.
And inflammation dulls thinking, so the same industrial shortcuts that speed up carbs also warp our fat profile. Different path, same destination.
Right, we engineered clarity out of the food system, but there's a second layer that's even heavier. It's not just excesses, it's absences. What happens when the raw materials to build a healthy brain just aren't there?
That shifts us from optimize your afternoon to will the brain develop correctly? That's bigger.
Start with iron. Iron deficiency is the most common nutrient deficiency on Earth, roughly 2 billion people.
2 billion? That's almost a quarter of humanity.
And the damage concentrates in mothers and young kids. For a developing brain, iron isn't optional.
Iron deficiency anemia delays mental and physical development, drives behavioral issues, and even harms hearing and vision pathways.
So it literally alters how a child perceives the world?
Yes. And here's the part. One need on the record. The window for correction is short. Miss it, and the cognitive hit is largely irreversible.
School performance, earning potential is capped before kindergarten.
That's brutal. One missing mineral, bending a whole life. I hate that sentence, but it's true.
And it loops. Women lose iron through menstruation and pregnancy. Maternal anemia raises the risk of maternal death and increases the odds of low birth weight babies who start vulnerable. More infections, stunted cognitive growth already in motion.
So the mother's deficiency becomes the child's starting line, an inherited crisis, not by genes, but by supplies.
Iron isn't the only culprit. There's the silent hunger of vitamin A deficiency. Early low retinol doesn't show, testing is pricey, so it spreads quietly.
Remind me, what's vitamin A doing day to day?
It's critical for building a competent immune system. Without it, deaths from ordinary infections climb.
Around 190 million preschoolers have subclinical deficiency. Millions progress to clinical deficiency, night blindness, even total blindness.
Mm.
So kids are dying or losing vision from something preventable. That's not abstract policy. That's immediate.
There's a third pillar,
Iodine. Without enough iodine, the body can't make sufficient thyroid hormone, the driver of normal brain and nervous system growth. The result is poor school performance and lasting intellectual impairment.
Put together minus iron, vitamin A, iodine, we're talking about brain construction materials. And for billions, the kid is missing pieces.
Mm-hmm. Which makes my 3PM misery feel tiny, but it's the same architecture. Inputs shape outputs.
Same story, different scale. On one end, we dial food to create fog. On the other, entire communities never get the bricks to build cognition.
So what do we actually do? If someone wants to feel sharper tomorrow, where do they start without remodeling their whole life overnight?
First step is attention. Different question at the plate, not will this make me gain weight, but what is this about to do for my brain?
I like the pivot. Less restriction, more construction, you're building something.
Then a couple of moves. Add an omega-3 source this week, salmon, walnuts, and swap ultra-processed white bread for a more intact grain. Small, deliberate additions beat huge subtractions.
One caution I can't soft-pedal. The food environment nudges against you. Labels, marketing, processing, none of it is neutral. We have to shop and eat like investigators.
Agreed. It's not a fair game, but it's empowering to know the right fats, the right carbs, the right minerals can protect and build your brain. That's agency.
So we hold both truths. Personal choices matter and systems matter.
By the way, I've been heading the whole time. Plainly, from coffee that suddenly stops working to the lifelong hit of iodine deficiency, it all says nutrition is about human potential, not trends.
I'm with you there.
And for the record, your 3PM slump lecture, you give it every time?
Guilty and you roll your eyes every time. Noted.
Good. Now I'm off to rethink my lunchbox resistant sparch, omega-3s, the works.
Same here. This was clarifying. Thanks for going deep as me.
My pleasure. And if I lose the thread at 3 p.m. tomorrow, I'll text you after I eat something smarter.